It's Wisconsin Today. I'm Rob Ferret.
And I'm Kate Archer-Kent. Now it's time for Wisconsin Life. Here is producer Brad Kohlberg with a story about a Milwaukee writer who cheers for the home team and their main rival.
The rivalry between Milwaukee Brewers fans and Chicago Cubs fans is heated. And definitely this season after Craig Counsell went from being the Brewers manager to the Cubs manager. But there is such a thing as a Cubs-Brewers fan. Milwaukee freelance journalist Tom Kircher is one of them.
I've always said that when it comes to baseball, I have dual citizenship. In my case, you could spell dual D-U-A-L or D-U-E-L. You see, I'm a fan of the Milwaukee Brewers and the Chicago Cubs. For some baseball fans, that might seem impossible, kind of like the idea of sweet poison or Budweiser Platinum. But you don't give up on your first love, especially when your heart is big enough for two. Here's how I became a Cubs Brewers fan. I grew up near Milwaukee in Cedarburg. Well, the town of Jackson, actually, out in the country. One of our neighbors had three boys around my age. Their aunt and uncle down the street had a huge empty lot next to their house. It seemed like we played baseball there every summer afternoon. This was in the late 1960s when there was no Major League Baseball team in Milwaukee. The Braves had left for Atlanta after the 1965 season, and the Brewers didn't arrive until 1970. On one of the afternoons when we weren't playing baseball, I discovered that the Chicago Cubs were on the radio. A lot. In those days, long before Wrigley Field got lights, the Cubs played all of their home games in the afternoon. I fell in love with that team and the WGN radio announcers, Vince Lloyd and Lou Boudreau.
Vince Lloyd and Lou Boudreau here at Wrigley Field, where some showers have fallen, knocking up some.
How they could stir my imagination.
Taking on the Eastern Division.
I still feel the adrenaline rush when I remember the song that played before every broadcast. I know it by heart. It's a beautiful day for a ball game, for a ball game today. The fans are out to get a ticket or two, from Walla Walla, Washington to Kalamazoo. It's a beautiful day for a home run, but even a triple's okay. We're gonna cheer and boo and raise a hullabaloo at the ball game today. Then came that triumphant voice.
The Chicago Cubs are on the air. Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome once again.
Of course, once Major League Baseball came back to Milwaukee, it wasn't hard to become a Brewers fan, too. My dad would take me to games at Old County Stadium.
Here's the 1-2 to Henry. Here's a drive, left field deep. Hey, get out of here for Henry. It is gone. Henry Aaron is just getting one out of here.
When the two teams play each other, I really can't lose. I still have on my wall from my childhood a black and white 8x10 of my favorite Cubs player, Hall of Famer Billy Williams. It's next to the front page of the newspaper that I framed from when the Brewers made it to the playoffs in 2008, for the first time in 26 years. Great stuff. I still listen to Cubs games on the radio. That is, when I'm not listening to the Brewers. Sometimes I can listen to one and then the other. Now that's a beautiful day for a ball game.
Wow! Tom Kircher is a journalist from Milwaukee. Wisconsin Life is a co-production of Wisconsin Public Radio and PBS Wisconsin in partnership with Wisconsin Humanities. Additional support comes from Lowell and Mary Peterson of Appleton. Find more Wisconsin Life at wisconsinlife.org. I'm Brad Kohlberg.
The Major League Baseball regular season ends this Sunday. The Brewers have clinched the National League Central title. They've qualified for the playoffs for the sixth time in the last seven seasons. The Cubs have been eliminated from the playoffs, which begin on Tuesday.